Thank you, Mr. Chair. Regarding Article 4, so in 4.1, after human rights abuses, to add and violations. And in 4.2, after victims, and to say an affected individuals and communities. And under, after child, to also to add in accordance with applicable international law. At the end, after shall be ensured, taking into consideration factors that affect those in conflict areas. And then 4.2C. At the end of the paragraph, after ecological restoration, to say, including covering expenses for relocation of victims, replacement of community facilities, and emergency and long-term health assistance. Victims shall be guaranteed the right for long-term monitoring of such remedies. 4.2D, to add also at the end, and that the right to submit claims to non-judicial grievance mechanisms shall not infringe upon the right to access judicial mechanisms. Then 4.2F, after legal aid relevant to pursue effective remedy, and then to add, this shall include information relative to all the different legal entities involved in the transnational business activity alleged to violate human rights, such as property titles, contracts, communications, and other relevant documents. In case of the unavailability of such information, court shall apply a reputable presumption of control of the controlling or parent companies. Such information shall serve for the adjudicator to determine the joint and several liability of the involved companies according to the findings of the civil or administrative procedures. Then we would like to add a subpara in 4.2. And to say, be guaranteed with access to independent technical advisory mechanisms that facilitate access to impartial evidence regarding the harm or risk of harm caused by companies. Thank you. That would be it.